AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Two police officers who helped defend the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riot are suing to block payouts from a new nearly $1.8 billion Justice Department fund. Saka Magani has details.
The fund is for people who claim to be victims of politically motivated prosecutions. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche yesterday did not rule out that rioters who attacked police at the Capitol would be eligible.
Anybody in this country is eligible to apply.
The suit was filed by Washington Police Officer Daniel Hodges and former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn, who both testified to Congress about the riot.
Terrorists pushed through the line and engaged us in hand-to-hand combat.
And a hitman sent them.
The suit calls the fund an illegal slush fund that the president will use to finance the insurrectionists and paramilitary groups that commit violence in his name. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Federal prosecutors have announced charges against former Cuban President Raul Castro in the 1996 downing of civilian planes operated by Miami-based exiles.
We have Cuba on our mind. Very important.
President Trump asked about it.
A lot of problem for a lot of years, and This was a very big moment for people that, not only Cuban Americans, but people that came from Cuba, that want to go back to Cuba, people that want to see their family in Cuba.
In Central Africa, the WHO says 51 cases of Ebola have been confirmed so far in two northern provinces of Congo, plus two in Uganda. But there are 139 suspected deaths and almost 600 suspected cases. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
WHO assesses the risk of the epidemic as the high at the national and regional levels and low at the global level.
The strain of the virus has no approved treatments or vaccines. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks bounced back on Wall Street after pressure from the bond market eased up and crude oil prices turned lower. The S&P 500 climbed 1.1%, the first rise in 4 days. The S&P isn't far from the all-time high it set last week. The Dow added 645 points, that's about 1.3%. The NASDAQ Composite rallied 1.5%. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market. Bond yields had been rising along with worries about inflation. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell back below 4.60%. The price of Brent crude fell more than 5%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Brent crude settled just above $105 per barrel. That's still well above the $70 pre-war level. U.S. gasoline prices added another 2 cents overnight. AAA puts the national average above $4.55 per gallon. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.